Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A car bombing Saturday at a popular auto dealership in a Shiite-majority suburb of Baghdad killed 11 people, wounded at least 35. The blast hit the Habibia neighborhood of Sadr City, the same district where a massive truck bomb ripped through a wholesale vegetable market 2 days before, killing 67 people, worsted the attack in Baltimore and actually in Baghdad in a decade. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but the jihadist Islamic State militants frequently target Shiites whom they consider to be heretics. Fighters backing the exiled Yemeni government have seized the southern province of Shabwa from the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Saudi Arabia, which has been leading Arab coalition airstrikes against the Houthis, has been pouring heavy weapons into southern Yemen to help pro-government fighters. Anti-rebel forces have made some recent major gains against the Houthis, including taking back the major port of Aden, the entry point for desperately needed humanitarian aid. Right, police in Guinea used tear gas to break up a rally on Saturday demanding the return of a former military ruler who wants to run for president, despite facing charges related to a 2009 massacre. AP reporter at the scene saw riot police fire the tear gas canisters when about 200 supporters of Moussa Dadis Camara, who had gathered at the airport in Conakry, refused to disperse. The government did not immediately comment. Camara, who seized power in 2008, agreed to go into exile in 2010, was supposed to return to Guinea on Saturday. This is VOA News.